Hey everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm borderline Gen
I just Gen X.
Oh, great. Taffy's back.
Yeah, Colleen just went.
I got really excited.
All in on that microphone.
I really did.
Yes, we are here to talk.
I just went full Taffy on the mic. I'm sorry.
Gen Xers versus the Millennials, season 33 of Survivor. The full cast list bios and videos are out. So last season, we did a preseason kind of game where we picked who we thought was going to be pre-merge, merge, and final three, where they end up in it all. And my
are we doing the same crappy scoring system?
No, we're doing a different scoring system.
Well, this scoring system I thought was pretty fair. This thing was pretty fair. It was the whole you guys and the whole where they ended up at the end. This one's pretty straightforward. You get a point if that you got it right, whether they were pre-merge, merge, or final three.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's pretty straightforward.
You should get more than a point if they're if you vote that they make it to the merge. You should get like 2 points.
So do we want to? We can call it here: pre-merge 1 point, merge 2 points, final three 3 points. I don't care personally.
I think it should be, and if winning it all, it should be like 5 points or something.
Sure. That works.
I mean, if you pick it from winning from the beginning.
Yeah, but that scoring system is different than our scoring system that we're going to be changing when we actually do picks.
That's true. Because I looked at some of the videos and tried to see who was getting the winner's edit, and I just couldn't tell.
Can we just like take it easy on the whole winner's edit thing? Like, ruin the season for some people last season. I don't want to, you know, call anybody out, Colleen. But
it didn't ruin the season for me. I was right. It just ruined your season. And Jack is still bitter about it.
I am still, because they're a bitter's edit.
A bitter edit?
Colin, you need to talk into the mic and not talk down, please. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I get excited and then I bite things.
All right. You and Zach have a lot of things in common.
Say, he gets that from me.
I just had to clean out my car because... on Colleen's side, where she usually sits, there is a crap ton of nails and nail polish.
I'm a nail biter.
You're disgusting.
I thought you were going to say there's something of Zach's stuff back there.
No. It's disgusting. So
it is gross. I'll give you that. I'm sorry. I feel bad about that.
You should feel bad.
It was a long car ride to New York. I get anxious and chip off
the nail
polish.
It's not like your car's clean, Jay.
Well, it's clean now. I took it to Auto Bell. It's nice and fresh.
They do a good job.
Clean.
Is Auto Bell paying a sponsorship on this?
They aren't, but you know who is? Lootcrate.com has a special going on with Jay and Jack. If you use the promo code Jay and Jack, get a special discount off your first box of Loot Crate. For less than $20, you get $45 worth of geeky goodness delivered to your door each month. Each month has a special theme. Jack, what is this month's special theme?
This one is the best one ever.
Okay.
If you're a millennial... you get a trophy, no matter what. Everybody gets a trophy in their box. If you're Generation X, you're going to have to work for it. So it's an empty box.
Yes.
So millennials,
Gen Xers got trophies too. Like, I've seen your trophies for every season of baseball that you did. Those weren't championship trophies.
That was bowling. I did not get trophies for every season of baseball.
I've seen them.
I have one trophy for baseball. That's it.
Sure you do.
I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have my mom threw them away. I don't even have them anymore.
Well, I've seen them, and you
they're
know,
bowling. They're bowling trophies,
which you just got for playing.
No, I got for winning. No, you had to. In my day, you had to win.
Sure.
It was first place or nothing.
Sure.
So what you're saying is the Glatfelter curse does not extend to your bowling prowess.
No, I was for whatever reason I did well in bowling.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Either I got on good teams, but baseball, no, I was the Padres of the Little League.
Hey, as long as we play the Diamondbacks, we usually win, so that's okay.
That's true.
All right, well, so this is how it's going to go. Basically, we're going to go through the cast. Colleen, Jack, and I have watched the cast videos, or Jack kind of half.
I watched five of the cast videos, and then I said, okay, there's got to be a faster way. I watched, like, the, it had,
five?
Like,
a... Like
lazy
so
podcasting.
Lazy podcasting.
It had, like,
four... Put in the work in this.
Had, Well, you know, I was trying to be a millennial.
Special hashtag for this episode, Jack's phoning it in.
Seriously, we're the Gen Xers. Studio West is the hardworking group.
I found out technically, I guess I'm Generation X. I'm right on the border of it. So.
Yeah, but also Colleen was trying to think that she was Gen X because...
No, I'm Gen Y.
That's millennials. Gen Y is millennials.
No, it's not. It's different.
Whatever you want to tell yourself. Okay.
Can we get it? I mean, because nobody knows what they are.
They do. It's on the internet.
Generations are fluid. So, like, some people say millennials are, like, 90 to 2005 or 81
to 2000. I'm sure 23andMe is going to come back and say I'm nothing. So it doesn't matter.
I'm nothing. I don't matter.
I don't have. I'm part of nothing. I was born on that special month.
But can I just say the cast? There's some really, I think, some really fun cast members in this season. But I will say, like, the way they, if you watch the videos, how they're kind of getting the older people to be like, well, I had to work hard for things. I don't know about these young kids. And then, like, the kids are like, I'm just a free spirit. I just, you know, I kind of want to do whatever. Like, no, I'm a little
sense a drinking game is in order for every time there's a confessional.
I saw one young guy that said, no, young woman. You have to work hard. A lot of my people in my generation don't believe you have to work hard. I remember seeing one woman like that.
I'm pretty sure that was a Gen Xer. Like, you tell the producers were feeding these lines.
Yeah, you totally can.
Luckily, hopefully, this whole, you know, shtick of the season kind of falls through. Because I think there is some, after the merge or the first tribe swap when it kind of becomes pointless. Was that 3 weeks usually and 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks and usually.
But either way, we are here to dig into this cast. I think there's some really fun cast members, and there's some, you know, middle of the road cast members, and there's some kind of forgettable ones. So let's dig into them, see where we think they're going.
I can't wait to talk about one of them because I have a name for him already.
I bet that we all have the same
Rockstar Santa Claus. Is that
who? No, not Rockstar Santa Claus. No, he does look like Kris Kringle. Miracle on 34th Street. He looks like him.
Looking up jingling. All right. Well,
the original Miracle on 34th Street, not the newer one.
This is in order of their appearance on CBS.com, and we will say what tribe they are on, and we'll do a little bit of their bios as well. So first, we'll kick off here with Adam Klein. Pretty forgettable by his picture, but he seems pretty interesting.
Looks like he's losing his hair. His hair's retreating pretty bad there, isn't it?
He's prone to LeBron, like, where he's putting the buff, like, over his head, but kind of protecting the receding hairline. Either way, he is somebody that, you know, he could have done, like, a Silicon Valley gig, but he wanted to do something more meaningful to him, which is very much a millennial thing. And he works at a homeless shelter. He's a homeless shelter manager.
That's respectable. I mean, that's giving back.
Three words to describe you: intelligent, confident, and personable. Sorry about that. Kind of edit out Colleen's cursing.
Hobbies are
board games, poker, browsing, the Survivor subreddit, and travel.
Heck yeah, me too, Survivor subreddit.
Pet peeves are bullies, long lines, and smokers.
So he's intelligent. He's described as both intelligent, confident, personable, and modest.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's four words. I'm sorry. I'm not intelligent, so I can't count.
So essentially what he's trying to say here is if we talk smack about him on a podcast, he's probably listening.
Now, here's the thing. Colleen, when watching the video, said, oh, he's going to be this season Spencer. And the Survivor contestant he said he's most like is Spencer Bledsoe.
But isn't he the one that I also said that I got that Todd vibe from?
I can't remember. I don't recall. You should have taken notes.
What was Spencer's famous line to Cass? No chance of winning.
Zero percent chance of winning this game.
Yep.
So if he says that, then yes, he can be Spencer.
I don't know. I kind of liked him. And,
I did too.
So it's time to decide.
So he's making copies for the copia.
I'm going to say I got a gut feeling here. I think he's like four. Like, he's going to go out at four.
Yeah.
But so that means merge. So I'm going to say merge and give a little note here. Fourth out. No, nothing. Get anything for it. I'm just going to say it.
And he's the one that's playing for his mom that's got cancer, right?
Survived cancer. I guess his grandmother survived Auschwitz. So,
wow.
Really?
A line of survivors.
Man. So,
real survivor. So, I'm saying merge. Jack, what do you think here?
So, his dream is to win Survivor, but his relatives have already survived.
Exactly.
After hearing that, I was really going to, I was going to say, no, he's going to probably go out right away. But after hearing that, how do you vote against him? So I think he makes the merge.
So he makes the merge. Okay. And
I didn't watch his video.
You should, actually.
We only watched
good.
Five, so you're not going to have probably seen a lot of these. All right, Colleen, what's your pick?
I also say merge.
All right.
He just seems like somebody that's easy to get along with.
Oh, so I didn't watch the video, but you're copying me.
Technically, you are copying me. Jack, you will be first pick or first to decide what you're thinking next time. This next one is a Boston Rob impressionist, Brett LaBelle, who's a police sergeant from Boston. Like, it's the same exact accent.
I saw this video. He doesn't like to sit behind a desk.
No, he's
going to be one. He's going to be. Let's see.
He's a Gen Xer.
He's a Gen Xer.
Funny, hilarious.
And he seemed like he can tell people are lying. The kind of Tony Vlachos kind of approach.
So is he like the girl on Once Upon a Time?
Survivor contestant. Yeah. He's most like, I would say, Jonathan Penner, because they're both funny, easygoing, and under the radar. I think that means he's going to be opposite of all those.
All right. So Penner is not really under the radar.
No, he's not.
Penner was above the radar, over the radar, through the radar. He's
a storyteller, okay?
Someone who's under the radar, you don't see them. Kind of like, I mean, like last year's winner. So maybe yeah. you have, maybe
her
you
editor.
Have.
I have a problem with the singer says, what does it take mean to be a Gen Xer? He says, Gen Xers remember a time when Saturday morning brought the best cartoons. I know that. The difference between VHS and Betamax, I know that. I actually have Betamax tapes in my collection and
VHS
tapes.
This is true. You do.
And I certainly know what it means to drop a dime.
What kind of dime?
I think this guy's going to rub. I think he's going to rub people the wrong way. I say he doesn't make the merge.
Doesn't make the merge.
Doesn't make the merge.
All right, Brett's LaBelle.
Free merge.
Jack says,
no merge for you.
All right, Colleen.
I actually also say pre-merge, although this whole thing about Jack copying me before I can say...
Like, you're going to be first next time.
Okay, good. Thank God.
So I watched this video, though.
Can I get Rockstar Santa next?
No, it's going to be in order as it is on the
site. It's Chris Hammonds is next.
Oh, God. Okay, I got stuff to say.
Chris Armin Hammonds.
I'm going to say... I'm just going to be contrarian here and say merge.
Word.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I guess at some point we have to all be contrarians to each other, or we're all going to end up with the same thing. All
right. Buff Ginger Chris Hammonds is up next.
Should you be picking on a ginger that could smack you around, Jay?
He is somewhere where I don't live, so I'm okay.
Because he's super competitive and doesn't like to lose, man. I never give up.
I assume you also saw this Gen Xers video.
I think this is one I did see, yes.
Well, he works out to relieve stress.
Can I just say this guy is the personality of a wet blanket? Like, this is...
Actually, I used to do that, too. I used to work out to relieve stress.
Me, too.
Yeah, and Jack, your Survivor audition tapes are some of those boring tapes in the history of the world. So this guy, you could have gotten on because this guy's really boring.
Well, he's probably not listening to this because he doesn't like the Survivor subreddit.
Oh.
Oh. So we can say whatever we want.
But he's also a trial lawyer.
He's a trial. So he's a trial lawyer.
So that means he knows how to speak in front of people.
Right.
He also has daddy issues.
Eliza is also a trial lawyer. So.
His dad was a drug trafficking father who left him at or went to prison when he was 15. So he definitely comes from, you know.
Oh, so now you're pulling at my heartstrings again.
Yeah, and a contestant, he's most like Rob Mariano, Boston Rob.
He's
gonna have to try it three more times.
Yeah.
And basically
so
be handed
he's
it.
Saying is, he's the last person before the jury this first season. Next season, he's gonna go all the way and finish second.
Is he married?
Spoiler alert. I don't know.
Well, he's a lawyer, so he's probably been married at least once or twice.
So he'll have to find his wife on the. He'll find his wife on there, mm-hmm. on one of the times, and then she'll win it.
So Colleen, you are up first here.
I am actually.
You said you had a lot of thoughts about it. Anything else you want to talk about him before?
No. Okay. That's right. I'm gonna say merge. I do. I
really? You're gonna say merge? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my gut says pre-merge, but I don't know. I kind of think that he might be able to be one of those people that makes it to the merge because they kind of take charge. And then once they get to the merge, they're everybody's biggest threat kind of thing. I mean, he doesn't. I don't know. I'm getting merge feeling.
Okay, that's fair. I'm going to say pre-merge. I feel like he's going to try and assume too much command, and he's out first three episodes.
I think it, for me, it depends.
You're saying pre-swap.
I think it depends on how Gen X does in the challenges. If they succeed, he'll stay, obviously.
Well, they're not going to because they're older. So.
But it looks like they're in better shape.
Well, they're going to work harder at the challenges.
I'm gonna say merge.
Okay.
Say make. He has a daddy issue thing, so I have to go with it.
All right. So next we have our first female because CBS, you know.
Hey,
sorry.
This is the one that I do. Dang it! All right. So, Ciandra Cece Taylor. A lot of really good vibes with Cece.
Is this the one where her ex-boyfriend, ex said she had multiple personalities?
Yes.
Okay.
And got she's it. Doing random things by the tree?
Yes.
I can even go first with her.
No, it's we're doing this in order now. Colleen, you went first last time. It means I'm going first
this time.
So I really liked her. I thought she showed really good personality, like a calming but engaging. And I don't know. I really see her going far in the game. So I am saying final three.
Wow, really?
She might be my winner's pick when the time comes. She may be.
I liked the video when I watched. This is when I watched. I liked her. She seems like she's. But the only thing that's her three was to describe her strong-minded, and those people seem to have problems, you know, working with others. So I'm going to say she doesn't make the merge. Just on that alone,
you're
strong-minded.
Wow, you're saying pre-merge. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think she makes it.
Then you didn't watch her whole
but
video,
she looks
obviously.
Like she'd be good in challenges. She does. She everything. She had everything else going for her. But when she listed that strong-minded, those people tend to get cut by the wayside.
So here's where I counter you, because don't forget, that's how Sydney described herself last season too, and you know, Sydney surprised all of us. We thought she was going to be crazy, you know, pre-merge or the Abby Maria character, and we all loved Sydney in the end. So,
but Sydney kept under that. She pretty much went under the radar and went with the flow until the end. I don't know if this girl, a lot of people that are strong-minded,
yeah,
they don't.
Yeah, but Sydney's whole thing was she had the multiple personalities.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
Storm
true.
And Rebecca or whoever it was. Maybe I'm going with Sex and the City characters here, but
no. But we did. We thought like, oh, she's crazy. She's never gonna make.
Yeah,
it, so.
and you know, she ended up being like by far one of the best characters on there. I want to say final three, but I'll go with merge. I want to go with final three because I also really loved her, and it sounds like I'm copying you, and that sucks. But you know, at some point.
Oh, too bad you couldn't go first.
Yeah, too bad, punk.
All right, let's see here. Up next is David Wright, comedy writer for shows like Family Guy.
He's
out of his element.
Also a Mets baseball player?
A Mets, yes, there is, but not this guy.
That's the wrong David Wright.
Yeah, because...
But there is a Mets baseball player, David Wright, but he's always hurt.
And he's very attractive, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's a fairly handsome guy.
Yes.
But
I don't judge people on looks. He was a good baseball player when healthy.
Three words to describe him. I love it. OCD, nervous, and paranoid.
I kind of love him.
Is this the guy that went camping and the
yes.
raccoon stole all the stuff?
Yes.
And he never went camping again. Sounds like he'd be funny and fun to be around. But I don't think he's going to be good in the challenges. And if Gen X, is it my pick?
It is your pick, Jack.
I got to start taking some merges here, but I think he'd be I think he'd be likable. But if they don't win, I think he gets because I don't think he'll be good in the challenges.
But you were saying earlier that you thought Gen X would win the first few challenges.
I said if they win the first two challenges, I'm going to cut him. I think he gets cut.
So is that pre-merge?
He gets cut. He doesn't make the merge. Pre-merge.
Is it my turn?
Hold on.
I'm.
It is your turn, Colleen.
I say he makes the merge because people like that, I think that he might be able to fit in and get along with people, and I am going merge.
Okay. I am going to say, excuse me. I think he's a good story. I'm going to say final three. This one's kind of like my wild card, final three.
Ooh.
It's a little bit of a gut feeling.
Am I right? You can only have three final threes?
Only three final threes. So I have
and
one
got
final
two,
three
And
left.
You got two of them already.
Yep. I got a gut feeling here about David Wright. And it could be wrong. This is like a wild card kind of play.
And I do feel upset as a writer. I'm not going with my brother. So anyway.
Next up, an interesting, interesting individual, Hannah Shapiro.
Loved her.
Bit quirky.
Loved her.
She's on the millennial side of things. What does it mean to be a millennial? I thought this was great. Being a millennial means being hip, cool, nifty, and totally rad. Go, young people. No, I'm not secretly an 80-year-old neurotic Jewish lady. I don't know what you're talking about. But she's very, self-deprecating humor. A lot of people are saying John Cochran. Wright thought he was Cochran. She thinks she's Cochran as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
I just love
She seems really funny.
Yeah, I love that she used to throw Survivor parties at 14.
But Hannah Shapiro. Do I go first? No, Colleen goes first.
I loved her. I hope that I have a feeling. I'm kind of scared that she's going to do something like sing show tunes or be all super Cochran or something and freak people out.
Was it first season Cochran or the second time around Cochran?
First season Cochran. That said, I really thought she was great. I kind of also got an Aubrey from last season vibe from her.
But Aubrey was less funny or whatever. Hannah seems.
I don't know. A lot of people loved Aubrey.
No, I loved Aubrey, but she wasn't
obviously not enough love Aubrey.
Yeah,
true. But I'm going merge. I think that she's going to be able to make it to the merge.
Merge, okay. Action Jackson.
Actually,
I'm sorry, it's mine. It's mine. I apologize.
God.
Right? Is it mine? Yeah, mine.
It doesn't matter. Just go.
I'm going to say pre-merge.
No, really?
A little too awkward turtle to make it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to scream winner's edit every week that she's not.
Oh, shut up.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I'll quit this podcast.
My turn?
Your turn.
I think the only thing that scares me is because she put on their weird, and I hope she doesn't freak people out scare people off.
Us Gen Xers, we hate the weirdos.
They don't. The people they just don't seem to do well in the game. But I think I liked her. She was funny. She's confident. I think she makes final three.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Okay.
It just scares me when she said the whole weird thing. I'm like, oh, no, don't start. It's like when Shirin started talking about killing rabbits.
Where's the weird thing? Oh, the three words. I love it when we know the videos that Jack hasn't seen because he just pick out a word. It's like
no. I saw this. Weird. I saw her. I remember her speaking. Said, I think she could win.
Okay. All right. Jessica Figgy Figueroa. Which is weird because we have a Figgy in our family, and the whole time she's like, "I'm Figgy." That's
who's also
Figgy.
A Figueroa, yes.
Yeah, but he's Iron Figgy.
He's Iron Figgy, but we have Jessica Figgy Figueroa.
I
liked her though. I thought she was.
She seems to also embody all of the millennialness.
Mm-hmm. Three words to describe adventurous free spirit and crowd pleaser.
Well, exactly. Bartender, automatic winner.
I think that's my problem. I just figured out what my problem is.
What's your problem?
Because I'm so on the cusp of two generations, I don't know where I fit in. So part of me is like, I've got to be a crazy Gen Xer. And the other part of me is like, I got to be a crazy millennial. So I think that that's my problem. I just figured out I have an identity crisis.
Yeah. Sure.
He says yawning.
You
can't even pretend.
No, I'm a millennial. I'm an older millennial, but I still.
I see Nickel Picker because she's from Nashville.
Nashville's a great place. A lot of hipsters.
Oh,
there.
Love Nashville. Love
a
it.
A lot of millennials. But no, I thought she was cool. But I got first pick here. I'm going to say she's got merge written all over her, but not going too far. So I'm saying merge. Jack, what's your pick here? What are you thinking?
If millennials lose the first week, she's the first to go.
First to go. Okay, so pre-merge. Any reason for that, or are you just kind of making bold proclamations?
She didn't say she was weird.
I have a feeling about her. I just said she's a crowd pleaser. She's going to try and please everybody, and she'll be on.
Why? Because she's pretty, and that's what pretty girls do.
No, she'll sit there and she'll be on everybody's. They won't be able to trust her. She's gone. She's probably. Uh-huh. She. In fact, I'll say it. She cost them the win.
Wow.
Totally.
Now, if I get that right, if Jeff is like bashing her for losing.
Okay. I totally don't get that.
Do I get some points?
I kind of get the Michelle vibe. Not the Winner's Edit Michelle vibe. Just like the Michelle that we saw, you know.
Anxiety.
Well, she's a bartender. Bartender would say, hey, come to New Jersey. I'll give you free drinks.
Oh, that's true. They both are bartenders. But I am also going to say merge because I think that she's going to be able to be personable and get along. And all of her interests and stuff are things that are more physical, I guess. So I think she's going to be fine in the challenges. So I think she's merge.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to Jessica Lewis. Probably the least interesting, most boring person out of all the videos that I watched. She is an assistant district attorney.
Where's Bruce?
We watched her first, didn't we?
I think we watched her first. Had about the personality of Jack's second Survivor audition tape.
Where's she at in New York?
Voorhees.
Like Jason Voorhees?
It's in Albany.
Really? Because that seems like it'd been like in Tennessee somewhere.
It's not, though. But yes, like okay. Jason Voorhees. Voorheesville. But it's in Albany, in that area of state New York.
She's born on a farm. State. Blah, blah, blah. Boring, boring, boring. Law school. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I say it's boring. She went to law school. She's an assistant district attorney.
Which is fine. Most people are assistant district attorneys.
I'm an assistant district attorney. It's not that hard.
Because you're either the DA or you're all of the assistants. it's a very important job, actually.
I mean, I could be wrong here. I'll save my final verdict for when it's my turn. But Jack, you're up first.
Yeah, she was my second one. I said if Gen X loses, she'll be the first to go.
Sure, just steal my thoughts here. So
I swear to God, I had that written down.
Okay,
she's the first
to
go.
Pre-merge, you're saying second to go?
If she's the first to, if they lose, she'll be the first to go.
Well, but what about the other one that was the first to go?
If Gen X loses,
you can't do both sides. Like, well, if this person wins and this person loses, and then if this person
wins, she's gonna go second. Right. That make you happy?
Sure, because you're supposed to be proclamating here, not just hedging your bets.
She's unique. Unconventional and intriguing.
Colleen.
Well, she had me at her three things would be champagne and salt and vinegar chips. Because, you know, who doesn't love that combination? But I don't like either one.
Even her picks, like, I like both things, but together, disgusting. Come on. Anyway,
I don't like either one.
Yes, I do like other things with champagne better than salt and vinegar chips, but I do love a good salt and vinegar chip and glass of champagne. But
such thing as a good salt and vinegar chip.
Yes, there is. You have no taste, Jack. Continue.
I can kind of see her being this season's Trish from Cagayan, where she is kind of like the right-hand person to the person that is running the camp and goes far.
Mm-hmm. So she'd be the assistant.
There you go. She's the assistant tribe leader.
She could be the assistant to Chris Hammonds.
Yes, there you go.
Since he is a trial lawyer.
And they're both redheads.
Yep.
The gingers are running the island.
Ginge power.
Yeah, Ginge Island.
So
Colin,
I'm
going merge.
Here? Going merge, okay.
I think that she might be final five, but that's obviously not an option. But we can go back and remember that I said that.
Okay, I'm going to say pre-merge first to go home.
Oh, sure, take my...
Nah, she's going to be first, and I'm not going like, well, if this person wins and this person doesn't die...
Who dies?
I don't, I'm making whatever your stupid rules are. All right, first to go. Now, since we're doing all these like second to go, first to go, do you want to give a point, extra point, if you get that part right?
Sure. Who's going to keep track of that?
It's all on here.
Jay's
I'm
it.
Keeping track. Okay. All right.
Whatever you guys.
Justin J. Starrett. This guy is an interesting individual.
Loved him.
Definitely had a bit of a player vibe. And he did the class. Well, here's interesting. I just say, contestant you're most like, I have to say Russell Hance and Wu. like, that's an interesting combo. So not only will I constantly look through everything to find clues, I'll be observing all my surroundings, I'll align myself with the men and women to make me believe team.
I'll
pick
the wrong person to go to the finals with.
But I'm Chug. That's right. They both have that in common.
But definitely had really good social skills. At least in the video, it seemed that way. Very confident, a little bit cocky.
He's determined. He's intelligent and funny.
And definitely had a bit of a player vibe about him. So I think he could play some people if he plays it well. He's a real estate agent, so if he's a good one, have to be a good salesman to do that. But I think it's Colleen's turn to go first here, so we'll let her decide.
Well, other than the fact that I have a very obvious crush on him, so I'm going to say Merge. I think
that's all you're giving him? You have a crush on him? You're only giving him Merge?
Yeah, because I think at one point everybody's going to identify him as a huge threat. But I have a bigger question, and that is, what the heck is skimboarding?
You know what skimboarding?
It's like a little.
I have no idea.
Where the water comes all the way up, you throw a little round board down or a flat board, and you like skim across.
Like
you get a running start. No, you get a running start. You skim across the top of it.
Yeah.
Oh well, excuse me. I'm not from San Diego.
Well, it just
or York,
obvious.
Pennsylvania.
Well, obviously, I'm from York, Pennsylvania. I knew it. We used to make it. We made them in wood shop one year.
Ah, very cool. You didn't get like splinters or something?
No, you sanded it down. I think I used it long. I didn't use that one.
Oh, well, I appreciate this lesson on skimboarding.
I'm going to use my final
Jay
three
is like,
pick.
I'm ending this conversation right now.
I'm going to say
because Jay would run and skim and fall over, right, Jay?
Yeah, so I'm really good at boogie boarding because I'm on my stomach, not on my feet. It's different.
So it's like surfboarding, but on a littler thing.
Well, but you're not surfing. You're going across like
you're
you know,
skimming
the water.
Across. You're skimming across the top of the water.
So it's like skateboarding on water.
I don't just go watch a video.
I think you're right. I'm gonna YouTube it.
All right, Jack. What is your pick here?
I was gonna pick him to win it all, but he goes by Jay. No way. No, he would. But I think he makes the merge. I'm going to say he makes the merge.
Makes the merge.
Fantabulous.
Makes
the merge. Somebody has to make the merge.
I kind of want to make a joke about making my merge, but I won't because my husband's sitting across from me.
No, go ahead. Feel free.
It's all right.
All right. Next up here is Ken McNichol. Lived in Hawaii for 5 years and somehow developed a Hawaiian accent.
yeah, this is the one who had the daughter that he found out about after,
yes,
right?
Yes. Love of his life.
Four and a half years later, his daughter.
Did he go off the grid because the girl he got pregnant was... He got someone pregnant?
Yeah, the timelines kind of match up.
Or did he not... I mean, I'm just being honest here. I don't know. Did he just not know and went off the grid and they couldn't find him?
Either way, I guess.
I don't know, but he talks a lot about how he's over the one night stands, and I'm like, all right, come on, that's just
you're trying to convince yourself of that now, Ken. I don't
just
know.
Just bragging a little bit.
handsome guy.
He's a model.
So this is the one that kind of threw Colleen for a loop. He's 33 years old. Colleen's 32, and he's on the Gen X tribe. So Colleen's like, well, then maybe I'm Gen X.
yes, I did say that.
Here's 33. That's technically still millennial. So I don't know what their rules are for this.
I don't know.
I don't know what their rules.
Maybe he's this year's. Remember that each tribe had a brawn beauty. And,
like some person that didn't belong there or something.
Didn't belong there. Like one of these things does not belong here. So maybe he's
the Ty of the Gen X group.
Yeah, that's I couldn't remember Ty's name, but he's Ty.
Gen X on the inside.
Yeah.
Just like me.
No. All right. I think I'm picking first here. I'm going to go. He's kind of annoying. I'm going to say pre-merge. Action Jackson.
Final three.
What?
Really?
Any reason you're just shooting from the hip here?
He's off the grid for 5 years, so he can survive out there. He looks pretty athletic. He seems like he's in touch with his feelings. I know. I got to pick somebody, right? So he's final three.
Let's see, Jack, you have... How many final threes have you given so far? You have one.
That's two.
Two. You have one left. Colleen, you have
two left.
Plus he's so close. He's so close to being Gen X or millennial, so he can relate with both.
Well, that's good.
Next up is
Lucy. He grew up on the same cartoons in the morning as the rest of us millennials.
Exactly.
Did. Maybe millennials.
Lucy,
did I get my pick?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Colleen. Ken.
I say merge because he's probably strong enough that they keep him around to the merge.
All right. Next up is Lucy Huang.
They couldn't find a better picture of her?
I know.
She looks like she's just pissed off at somebody right now.
And that's kind of why I think that she is.
She might have resting bee face going on.
She's stubborn, controlling.
The best of us have resting bee face. I don't, but two of my best friends do. So they're both named Sarah.
All right, Jack, you go first here. What do you think about Lucy?
I'm just from this look alone. she might win it all, but there has to be a reason why they have her so angry. She's not getting the winner's photo here.
Yes, it's not a winner's
photo. Okay, I was going to say the exact same thing.
she's stubborn, controlling. Those are two bad combinations to win, to survive with people out there. So there's no way she makes the merge.
I think that's a wise choice here, Colleen.
I was going to say, because of the picture, that I also think that she's pre-merge, because maybe she's the first one out and they just didn't have enough, like, footage. They didn't have enough footage of her, so they were like, I guess we're going to go with this one.
I'm going to say...
There's not enough B-roll of Lucy to...
I'm going to say pre-merge as well, and I'm going to say she's the second gone.
Could be right.
I feel like Gen Xers
aren't
gonna
go with first gone.
Oh, you're going to say first. Okay.
I mean, I might as well. I'll laugh
when she wins it all, and we're just left here going, see.
She's listening to this and laughing as well right now, then.
Yeah. All right. Mari Takahashi, professional video game player. I thought she was really cool, but Colleen, you're up first here.
I also thought that she was really cool, and I think that if the millennials do well in challenges, she's going to stick around. She seems like she's somebody that people get along with. So as long as she doesn't have some kind of weird bug-in-the-ear meltdown, come-to-Jesus moment at Tribal Council, I think that she's probably going to be merged. I don't know how far into the merge. Because she seems to be, again, a personable person that might be seen as a threat, but I am going to go with merge. Although I guess I have a lot of people merge, and I might have to do pre-merge by default, though.
I mean, we have not put limits on pre-merge merge. It's only final three that there's limits. That's just too much math. I'm going to say merge as well. Really cool personality. Really good outlook on life. Really, you know, the best of what millennials have to offer. So I really like her. Say merge. Jack, what's your pick here?
I did watch this. One of the videos I did watch. I just get ticked off at these gamer people making money playing games on playing games. You know, it just ticks me off.
You're fine with like basketball players making $30 million a year?
Yeah, because it's different. Because I can't do that. I mean, anybody of these gamers, man, it just except
can you
I used
do,
to play,
can you do that?
I used to play Pong for hours.
Yeah, but you're not the best of the best. There's people that made money back
then. I was the best of the best at
Pong.
No,
you weren't.
Pong, you weren't alive when I was playing.
Because they have, like, records. Like, they actually had, like, have you ever seen King of Kong?
No.
Actually,
I did see that.
It's a documentary about, you know, the heyday of 80s video games.
I was the best at Berserk.
Sure you were.
I feel like there's a live Jay and Jack Patreon level that's being developed right now as we speak.
Yeah, because I gotta call BS. You were the best maybe in East Claremont. You weren't the best in the world.
East Claremont.
I hate to bring it to you.
I was in North Claremont.
Exactly.
the roughest part of North Claremont.
So wait, what are you going with?
I'm going to say no way she makes the merge. She's
really?
A gamer. There's no way. She's a game. She had a great personality.
Gamers are like
fun.
Some of the most intelligent people. You're...
But, she's going to be sitting. She's going to be going through withdrawals, not having the little joystick in her hand.
She's
so
not an alcoholic. I mean,
all right, Jack. I'm willing to put a side bet here. Side bet. I'm calling side bet.
Okay.
I bet you that. I bet you 3 of my points that she will make the merge.
Well, let's see. Last year, that was nothing. You didn't have any points, did you?
I think I was.
No, you did pretty good.
Points. Yeah, I did okay. I did solidly.
Oh, I'll bet you 3 points. I don't care.
All right, 3 points that one
There's
of us.
No
is
way.
Right.
Is it wrong that every week I'll be hoping she gets hurt? No, I'm kidding.
3 points. side.
3 bet. Points that she doesn't. But like I said, everything you described was great. I'm going against her because of the gamer angle.
Now, these 3 points will be deducted from whatever totals we have at that time, so that means we could go into negative.
Well, wait a minute. What did Colleen gain from that?
Nothing. She didn't bet. She's not in the bet. It's just between you and me, side bet.
So you get a 3 bonus points, or I'm just losing 3 points?
So I take 3 points from you. You're betting 3 of your points. I'm betting 3
should
of
Colleen
points.
Have, should Colleen should have an option to cash in on that, too?
I'm good.
This is a side bet between you and
yeah.
I.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, but it's not fair, though.
That's fair.
You have the one of us has the chance to gain 3 points that Colleen doesn't have a chance to get.
Because we made a side bet. I bet you these are my own points that I'm betting. I'm not betting her points.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm going into second place either way. So right. I'm cool with it.
We're betting this is a side bet between you and I, Jack, with our own points that we may or may not have at that point.
What if I don't have 3 points at the time?
Then you'll be, that's why I said you'll go into negative points. You'll have to gain them back. You'll go into debt to pay.
What if I get no points for the season? Do
then
you
you'll
get
end
any
with
points?
Negative points.
But do you get any points?
Yes.
Because you go into debt.
But no, what if I have no points? What if I lose? I go
Jay
all
gets 3
season.
And you get negative 3, yeah, and then he's ahead 3. By 6.
But you're saying you get 3 of my points.
Yes.
If I don't have,
yeah,
if
so
I hit,
you
if
go
I get
in the,
0
in the red.
Points,
you go
if
in
I
the
get
red.
0 points. If I get no points.
Yes.
Okay.
At all.
Clearly how now can, he's figuring can, things out can, like a baby boomer. Okay.
if I have $0 and you say, okay, we're going to make a bet. For $3. If I don't have $3, I can't pay
so
you.
So
we're millennials, okay? We're okay with the paper money value thing.
Okay, here, Jack. Say you make a bet that you don't have the money for. What happens when you don't have that money?
I go to jail. I get my knees broke.
You get your knees broke. So do you go into debt maybe? Do you open up a credit card or something to pay off whatever this debt is?
But I don't have a survivor credit card.
We're giving you a survivor credit card. You will go
we're
negative
We're giving you
points.
The option to have the survivor credit card.
You will go
card.
Negative points is what will happen.
But I don't think you should be able to take 3 points if I don't
Jack,
have
this it. Is the side bet rules. Do you want to do it or not? If you don't, if you're 0 points, you go into negative points. That's
it's,
how it works.
Can I just please? Point just, out that just, it's just a fake survivor game?
Like you think the IRS
I'll,
is going to come
I'll,
after
I'll
you being negative
the deal
points?
If you, if, I'll accept the deal if you admit I'm right.
You're not right.
I am right.
There's nothing to be right about.
I have no points. How can you take if now if I have points, then it's this argument's a waste of time.
Okay, here's the point. All right.
It's not though.
If you're negative points, that means when you do get points, that's just you paying it back,
yeah.
which
but,
you've already
but what
given
if,
them.
What
me.
If I don't? What if I go the whole season? The
then
whole
you're
going to
lose anyway.
Then you lose by negative
point.
Points.
Well, if you
but,
lose but by you, zero, but, you lose by negative 3. Does it matter?
But you shouldn't be able to gain 3 points if I don't have them. But
you made the bet.
But if I don't have it to pay it, how
you're
you
going
why
to
you
the survivor
the
pool loan point.
You can take me to small claims court. You can
yes,
go on Judge.
We're gonna spend
you can go on
$96.
And even Judge Judy would agree with me.
No, she wouldn't, because this is
she
the part of the bet.
Judge Judy would say, "Oh, you were stupid to take the bet in the first place. How
okay.
would you? Why would you take a bet when a guy that's
okay.
not have
I'm a notary. On. Maybe I'll notarize this bet between the two of you that Jay will not take you to small claims court over 3 negative.
No, I want to take you to small claims court because I would win the argument.
Oh, no, Jesus you wouldn't. Christ.
You just go in the negative points. It's that simple. Okay.
But oh what? But you get 3 points.
But
yes.
Okay, and say you.
But how do you get 3 points if I don't have 3 points to give you?
You go into negative.
Okay, let's think of it this way. Okay, you have 0 points.
All okay. right, so if you could take my 3 negative points, what's negative of what does negative mean?
Listen, it's a scale. You just if you're at 0 and you're deducted 3, what is 0 minus 3, Jack?
There's nothing less
what
than
0. What is 0 minus 3?
There's nothing less than 0.
What is 0 minus 3?
0.
No, it is negative 3.
0. There's nothing lower than 3. There's nothing lower than 0.
Well, I mean, Two and one and zero are lower than three.
You're using Trumpian logic here, okay?
If I have
I suppose
points.
Next he's gonna try to tell us that Mari founded ISIS.
Oh my God. All right.
I think Jay found ISIS.
Found or founded? Where are we going?
Founded ISIS.
Let's not say that on the podcast. I don't need people taking me out. All right. So
don't forget that time that Dale that the government was coming after him.
Moving on. Michaela Bradshaw.
Am I first?
I'm first on this. You went first last time, so I'm my first.
Why go first?
God, that was so long ago.
Am I already in the hole?
I was going to say, so now, do you go? You still go first, or do you have to get bumped back two places?
Exactly. I got to wait three rounds before I can get back to zero.
Yeah, but just think about how you get to copy us for three rounds then.
I'm going to pass on that.
Oh, God.
Does this podcast have an ending?
No, because you don't understand the concept of negative three.
But you're not understanding. You can't take something. Zero is still zero.
You go into point debt.
Listen. Jack. Okay. Say you both have three points.
He's just trolling us. He's just doing that.
Are you trolling us? No, he's too old to troll us.
If we both have 3 points, the argument's not there because I can give him my 3 points.
But we're saying if you're at zero, you go into negative.
Right. So if you have – okay, you have 0 points. Jay wins this bet. You give him 3 points. He has now 3 points. You have negative three. So you're 6 points apart. If you have 3 points, let's say Jay wins. You give Jay your 3 points. He has 6 points. You have 0 points. So he's still six points away.
We'll make CJ. CJ is the most logical person on our
board. No, because CJ likes to pee in sinks, so he no longer counts.
We'll let CJ make the final decision who is right or
wrong. So he's King Solomon in this situation?
Yes. Whatever he says goes.
Let's just split the baby. Okay.
But you can't split a baby because then you're being
negative. Yeah, because then you'll only have half of a baby. How can you have half of a baby?
Jeez, what half Christ. Do I get?
That's oh, God. All right. Michaela Bradshaw. I'm saying pre-merge.
Okay.
Colleen, what are you saying? Oh, I'm sorry, Jack, what are you saying?
Merge.
Colleen.
I'm saying final three.
What?
I'm saying final three.
Okay. You have one. Is that all of your final threes?
Nope. I think you have one left. I have one left.
All right. Final three for you, Colleen? I know you liked her. I remember you liked her.
I did like her. I don't know. I liked her a lot. She seems to be somebody who is level-headed, not too crazy. I, got a very good vibe from her. So I think that she's going to be one of those people that's able to get along with people and make it to the final three. So, bam.
All right, let's move on here to Michelle Schubert. I will say I usually pick a crush each season. Somebody that I fall for.
Yeah, you totes had a crush on her yesterday.
And so this one, I thought she was going to be my crush this season.
Oh, this isn't the one?
Well, no, and then... I have any problem with the Jesus freaks of the world.
That's right.
But she came on a little too strong for me.
Wasn't she the one that said she'd be the Delilah?
Yes.
I thought she was the wild church girl.
Well, she was wild, and then she found Jesus, and now she's not anymore.
There's three words to describe her. Hungry, hungry hippo.
That is a great game.
But I don't know. I don't know if she's going to have what it takes. But, Jack, you are first.
I say she makes the merge.
Merge, okay.
Colleen. Just on the hungry, hungry hippo line alone.
I'm going to go pre-merge. I think she's going to come out the gate trying too hard because she just seemed like she was going to try too hard in her video. So I'm going pre-merge.
Yeah. She's not on the Gen X tribe with the other super Christian. So.
Oh, God, that's right. The pastor.
Yes, the pastor's wife or something. So I'm saying pre-merge for Michelle. And again, I'm not criticizing people that way, but.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a kind of RP.
People get uncomfortable when you're kind of that super Jesus. But it's okay. Jesus is great.
Unless if you're Brandon Hansen, coach.
And keeping on the religious train, let's go to St. Nicholas's.
What'd you call him? Rockstar Santa.
Rockstar Santa. St. Nick's.
Sugarloaf Key, Florida. Sugarloaf.
I loved him. Loved him. Loved him. Loved him. He's probably not long for this game, but I loved him.
Paul Wacker. Or Wachter.
And he seems to be Jack's kindred spirit. He might be your spirit animal because what does it mean to be a Gen Xer? Someone who never received a participation award.
Exactly. Yeah, but he has a lot more hair. He has a lot more hair than I do.
So do you hate him or do you like him?
A little jealous.
He also says he's most like Ozzy. So let's let that sink in.
Okay, they have the same hair. Kind of.
Not at all.
Seems very boisterous. You know, it just depends on how he comes across. Like, does he...
I watched his... Oh, it's not my pick. I'm sorry.
No,
it is your pick, actually.
It is your pick.
Oh, no, sorry, Colleen. No, it's your pick.
I just went first.
It's your pick.
I was in the hole.
That's what she said?
Yeah. All right, go ahead. You beat me to it. I'm going to go pre-merge. I think that he's going to be like a... What was it? Papa Bear or whatever from... South Pacific, the one that everybody loved, but then they had to cut him before the merge. Is it Papa Bear, Papa Smurf, Papa Bear?
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say merge.
I kind of love him.
He's got some subtle skills that could take him a little bit further.
I hope he sticks around.
But if he's kind of a loud mouth, not so much.
Yeah.
I did watch this video. He was the rocker, you know, cover band guy. And
I loved him.
I was going, God, this guy could win it, until he said... Talking for him is like breathing for other people. When you're on an island with someone for 24 hours a day, not eating right, not sleeping right, those kind of people you're going to want to cut loose. I don't think he makes the merge, just because of his. If he's serious about that he has to talk the whole time, then he's going to drive people. You have to know when to shut up.
Yeah. All right. So you're pre-merge as well.
There's no way unless he's just all talk in the video.
There might be a lot of talk in the video, but so you're saying pre-merge, Jack? Is that what you're saying?
Pre-merge, there's no way.
All right. Next up is Rachel Acho.
Is this your crush?
No, she was for like a second,
and then she dropped out,
and then she started talking.
Jay was like, "Nope, don't."
I was like,
"Is this the one that looks? Is this the one that says she looks good in a bikini?"
Yes.
She's on Playboy or something, right?
Yes.
She needs to get the winner's edit.
The only way she can survive this game.
Well, I think if I was editing, maybe, you know.
The best part about her three things on the island are SPF, tampons, and lip balm. Two of the three, which I'm pretty sure medical supplies to you on the island anyway. So...
I'm saying pre-merge, she really annoyed me, and that's what I thought. Jack, what's your thoughts?
She makes the merge.
Makes the merge. Colleen.
Pre-merge all the way, man.
All right. Next up, Sunday Burquest.
Sunday.
If you watch the video, I feel like she has three sons and one daughter. She hates her sons.
She does.
Is the vibe I got. Because basically she was like, three boys and a daughter. I love my daughter. She's so sweet. I mean, it's not that I don't like my boys. And they said I probably couldn't do this, so screw them. This is going to prove them wrong. I'm like, dang, I think she hates her sons.
I kind of also got that impression.
Interesting. You know, she is, I think she said she's a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she said she's already been a survivor once, so she can be a survivor again. So much kudos and props there. I just don't know if she has the stamina to make it far, but I could be wrong. What's the facts of life?
Lisa
woman?
Welchel, who she actually says she's most like.
She had a Lisa Welchel vibe.
And
for
Dawn.
Me.
Vibe.
And if she could like link up with a con man
slash maybe child molester,
she could go far.
Too soon?
Innocent
until proven guilty.
That's
I guess
true, innocent until proven guilty. You're right.
Where are they at with that? That's been.
He's going to trial, I think.
Is it going to trial?
Uh huh. Pretty sure.
It's been out for. I mean, it's been. A while, hasn't it?
Been a year. Or was it last season that came out?
It was last season at some point.
Was it? Okay.
Jack, what do you think
right
here?
It was right before we went to record, and remember we made a joke like, too soon?
You know, Lisa Welchel, one thing, she was able to get along with people. She has in her three words described bossy. You're not going to make it being bossy.
She's not as sweet as Lisa was. Lisa was very sweet.
Yeah, she was very motherly, and yeah. She's very, you know, calming. When you put bossy under there, I don't. But she has compassionate. So she's a bossy compassionate.
So Jack's making his pick off of the three words to describe her. This is good. This is good.
Well, I'm just saying, when you put bossy and describe yourself, that's not good.
So right? Are we going with merge or pre-merge?
There's no way she makes the merge. Pre-merge.
Right, pre-merge. Colleen, what do you think?
I say merge because I think people are going to see her as that Dawn / Lisa kind of person that you can take to the end.
But even
nobody's...
Dawn wasn't that. I mean, she cried all the time, Dawn, but she
yeah,
wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just, there's a little bit of edge to Sunday, especially the hatred she has towards her three sons. That could just come across.
Dawn should have always kept her teeth in. She'll say that.
All right, final three people here.
What did you say, Jay?
Oh, I'm saying pre-merge. Sorry. Pre-merge. Taylor Lee Stockter.
Yes, please.
He's spontaneous. A thinker.
Got that Malcolm vibe from him.
Really? I got more. He had a little more, you know.
Drew Christie. I got Drew Christie. Yeah, let's be honest. He's a meat collector.
Yeah, I could see that. Or
whichever Christie brother that was.
Is it my? I think it's Colleen's pick here. So you go first.
I think he's either going to spectacularly flame out pre-merge, but most likely, I mean, he's on the millennials. He's got the stereotype strong. He's from Idaho, so he might not be that smart, but
he's farm
kidding.
Strong, maybe.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
A whole state.
He says Survivor, he's most like his woo, so.
So final three.
Is this your final
three? No, this
three?
Is not my final three.
You only have like three. Oh, I think you're going to go. Sorry. It's not good.
Yeah, you know who my favorite is.
I know.
Saving the best for last. What does it mean to be a millennial? I have to say that I love that he mentioned that millennials invented the words sicky sicky, nar nar, ratchet, clutch, bay, and lol. I don't know millennials invented lol, but
yeah. Or maybe the old ones like us.
The old ones like us?
You know, the AIM years.
Yeah. You mean the Gen Y years?
No, AIM. When we used AIM all that semester.
I know. AIM. Good times. Anyway, I'm going merge. Mine or otherwise.
All right. I am saying...
You're going merge, too.
No, I'm going pre-merge.
No, you're not.
A little bit of a tool. I got a tool feeling from him. Jack, what's
your
pick?
The tools make it.
Sometimes.
I think with a video I watch, I think he could make final three.
Do you have any final threes left?
That's it. It's my final three.
Okay. Final three.
Word.
All right, two left here.
Well, he's athletic. He seems like he has a good personality. He seems like he get along with people. He'll definitely make the merge because they'll keep him. Unless you get one of those things, we got to get rid of the stronger ones.
Next up here, we have the baritone high schooler, Will Wall.
I called this right when I heard him speak. I said, it's John Norton.
Not at all.
Just
because when we first started getting calls from John Norton, I thought he was in his 40s.
I know.
I mean, seriously, because he has a great speaking voice. He sounds older. Then when I saw him, I go, that's John Norton? Looks like a kid. This guy, when he
does.
First started talking, I go, oh, my God, this guy's got a voice like a 40-year-old.
And this will make...
Also, his inspirations in
I know,
life.
I was saying, the young Republicans happy. Jesus Christ and Ronald Reagan. the patron saints of the Republican Party.
Although he does respect Randy Bailey.
Who's Randy Bailey?
Randy from Heroes, Villains, and Gabon.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Who I feel like probably does not respect Jesus or Ronald Reagan, but I don't really know.
He's the youngest ever Survivor contestant?
Yep, actual high school student.
Woo!
That's his occupation.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I just saw that.
Yes. I'm going pre-merge. And look, I didn't even say a bad word.
I'm saying he makes the merge. Got a youth movement here.
All right.
Jack, it's not your turn still. Jack, who is your pick?
Boo.
I think when he speaks, people are going to think he's Gen X. So I think he's go. I think he makes the merch.
So that's not going to put him in the red. That's going to put him, give him some extra points.
Exactly.
I feel like Will Wall would understand, you know, negative three from zero. Colleen.
All right.
Now he's just a high school student.
You know what? I'm going to do merge too because.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, that changed, didn't it?
Yeah. Now we
you
see
guys
how Colleen
make
follows.
Compelling arguments.
No, you're just a follower. It's fine. Whatever you got to do.
It's okay. Am I going first for the last one?
You're not. Jack is. Sorry.
He wasn't last. Did we forget somebody?
What are you talking about? Okay, we have one left. Zeke Smith. Jack, you are up first.
It's Danny Terrio from Dance Fever. I do love the shirt. I got to give him that.
Sharp, devilish, and unstoppable.
Let's see. It looks like it's a photo from the 80s because I grew up in the 80s. So I'm telling you.
Well, you didn't see his video because I hope he makes it.
No,
bad,
I saw this.
Okay. His inspiration is Joan frickin' Rivers, okay? She told Helen Keller jokes in her 80s. That woman lived.
Yeah, he just has that kind of 80s look going on. You know what? Just for that and that cool shirt, he makes the merge.
Okay, merge. Colleen.
Final three, baby.
Your last final three pick.
I love him. I love him. I love him.
I hope he's final three too, but I don't know. We'll see how he plays it because in his video he was very
episode.
Like he was very funny. And
he was posing.
He talked about how he like came out of the closet like 15. It seemed like an awesome guy to hang out with, get drinks with. It'll depend how he plays it.
Can he control it? Because if you're go you're going to irritate those people. That's just. You gotta shut up.
Well, it's is it Varner? Like love him, love watching him, but maybe overplayed it a little bit too much. So
right,
can Zeke dial it back?
So can we have a side bet? How many things are gonna bite Zeke's ass?
I don't know how to take that one. So I'm saying pre-merge on old Zeke here.
Oh no, totes disagree. I think that everybody's gonna love him.
I hope so.
I hope he goes far because he's got a good personality.
I think he's good TV. I think he's really good TV. So I hope he makes it far.
This picture of him on CBS.com looks like it was taken from an 80s sitcom.
It looks like it's like a Magnum PI kind of thing.
Yeah.
Amazing because he's 28.
I know. There I'm you just go, saying the way he's got, where he's got his hair up with the Hawaiian shirt going on and.
So
I'm a fan of Hawaiian shirts.
Again, yeah. 1 point for pre-merge, 2 points for merge, and three for final three. There is one side bet with Jay and Jack betting three of their own points.
If I have, God
help us all if you don't have 3 points at that point.
And side bets, we will allow those to continue throughout this season.
I almost hope I don't have any points when it comes up.
I hope you will do because I can't go through this again.
You will go negative. It's that simple.
Have no points for the season, though? You're missing the point.
Then you go negative.
I have
negative.
No points to give. I have no points to give you.
Negative.
All right, CJ. We all agree that we're going to let Judge Judy CJ make the call?
Sure.
No, I'm not letting CJ make a call. That's like making...
Actually, no, we'll let Colleen
you're not in the bet.
Yeah, exactly. She's not in the bet, so she should make the call.
Yeah, I'm the independent party that everybody wants to vote for but can't.
I vote CJ makes the call.
And I vote Colleen makes the call.
And I'm going to make the call, so there's that.
There you go.
All right. We'll let the listeners decide.
Yeah, listeners, you decide. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Connie, if you do math, also.
We will let the popular vote decide here based on your calls. So call in at 385-309-0311. Whatever you guys decide.
They have to call?
You have to call it in. So that way I know it's not fake.
They can't use a phone.
Oh, well. 385-309-0311 and decide if it's possible for Jack to be negative points at the end of the season. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, it is possible. You're not missing the point. I can be negative.
But you go into debt to pay back your debt to me.
But how can you take points that I don't have?
Because you go into debt to get them.
Exactly. How can you spend money on a credit card that you don't have?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have the money. You're going into debt to buy that thing.
But I don't have it. I don't
also,
have
can I remind you that this is just for fun and it's
exactly.
Fake.
It's like... So when you buy something on a credit card, somebody's getting paid, right? So they're getting money, and you're going into debt. Correct,
but not in sports though.
But this is a sports.
You can't. You can't. You
it's
can't
a bet.
Take.
BET. It's a points. Jeez, Louise.
What are you, a loan shark?
No, actually, I'm gonna be the loan shark in this situation.
Oh, God. Your negative points was going to bust your kneecaps. All right, guys, that is it
Zachary.
For this week's.
He's not going to bust his kneecaps.
For the 33rd season of Survivor and seventh season of the Survivor podcast with Jay Jack
and the stupid scoring system.
Oh, it's pretty straightforward. This is not stupid. At least this part of it.
No, this part's fine. It's
we're
the other
special
part.
Special thanks
stupid.
To Tack for Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount at our Patreon page over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Become a patron today by going over to jayandjack.com, click on the Become a Patron link. Your guys' contributions make this show possible. Excited to talk about this new season of Survivor.
Wait, maybe we shouldn't push that as a selling point.
But anywho, that is it for this episode of Survivor Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll see you guys post the first episode of season, which is that. When is that, Colleen? Like in a week or two?
22nd, I think, right?
22nd of September or August?
Of September.
So we got a little ways to wait then for that. But anywho, neither here nor there.
September 21st.
September 21st.
I was so close.
About a month away. So we'll see you guys.
I lost a point already.
Then.
Oh, jeez.
Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out, guys.